Welcome to Mind Witchery. I'm your host, Natalie Miller, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, my love. Look at me, back again, recording again. Last week's episode was about personal growth spurts, and I just shared with you that I hadn't given you a new episode in many moons because I was just too busy integrating and doing the extra creative rest and intellectual rest that I needed because I was growing so fast. And I'm happy to say that I am once again feeling more prolific, feeling more creative. And so I'm here with another episode for you this week. And today, what I want to talk about is an extension or a next step from last week's episode. So talking about personal growth spurts, I talked about how sometimes we bring them to life, sometimes life brings them to us, but there are moments in which we are called or are calling ourselves to show up more fully or in a new and different way to our lives. Today's episode, which is about how to usher in a new life. I know that sounds kind of lofty, but that's the title I have for this episode, How to Usher in a New Life. It's an extension of that because I think in my own experience, what I see when I work with clients is that often we'll have a personal growth spurt on the inside. So we will uncover a new aspect of our identity, or we will tap into a new way of being, or we will even just fully admit to ourselves a desire that we have. So I have had a personal growth spurt when I have admitted to myself that I did not want to be an academic, that I didn't any longer want to be in graduate school. I've had a personal growth spurt when I've realized that I'm done in a marriage in which there is no room for me to create what I want and be fully who I am. I've had personal growth spurts upon being fired from jobs. I've had personal growth spurts upon discovering exciting new interests like coaching, for example. And here's what happens is each time I'm growing on the inside, but the outside, the container of my life, is still sort of calibrated to my former interests. So in the moment that I am discovering coaching is such vital and vitalizing work for me, in that moment, in the container of my life, I owned an enormous yoga studio. I was teaching 7 classes a week. I was leading a community of 50 teachers and a dozen staff. And the container of my life was set up as yoga teacher and yoga studio owner, even as my personal growth spurt had brought me into the realm of coaching. Another example is when a personal growth spurt gave me the courage and integrity to admit how unhappy I was in my primary relationship. I was cohabitating with that person, sharing every expense with that person, had children with that person. Like, we were intertwined. So today's episode about how to usher in your next life, it's for that moment. It's for that moment when the container of your life, the circumstances of your life are oriented around one reality, even as another one has emerged inside of you. Now, since you are a listener of Mind Witchery, since you like this kind of thing, and since everything is always changing, and so are we, and since we are multifaceted beings that are always growing in all kinds of ways, I am pretty confident that there is an area in your life where you have outgrown your circumstances, your arrangements. Yeah. And so you might just take a moment to think about where that is, where there has been an awakening of not only the desire for something different, but also the sense that you might actually be able to have it. Yeah. So this could be professionally, like maybe you envision a pivot or desire a pivot in your business. You desire a different clientele. You desire a different creative outlet. It's not here yet. Everything is kind of organized around what you already have, but you have a desire and also a growing sense of open-mindedness about the possibility of that desire coming to life. It could be in relationship. It could be that you have friendships or you have romantic partnerships or you have work partnerships that you know you have outgrown, and you are less and less interested in trying to make it work and more interested in creating something different for yourself. This could be in your home or your creativity or your daily routine or the way that you treat your body. So if you're in a place where you finally do want to write that novel, or you finally do want to run that half marathon, or you finally do want to convert that cluttered room into a painting studio, I mean, you get the drift, right? It's the place where your desire for something different and also your sense of your capability of something different has grown. You are ready to usher in the new way of being, the new way of relating, the new way of working. But your life is not yet set up for it. Okay, so maybe you've identified someplace that this is happening for you right now. My love, I want to honor that this can be so frustrating and discouraging. Here we have all this desire, we have all this like change energy inside of us, and we look around and we don't see what to do with it, right? We want to be in a different way. We look at our calendar and it's full of engagements and commitments that, like, fuck, this is not what I want. Right? Or we're so ready to glow and shine and glimmer in our more fully realized selves. And the romantic partnership we find ourselves in is like a big, wet, smothering blanket on all of that glow and vitality. And, you know, I want to emphasize here that this is not only frustrating and discouraging. It's also potentially really destructive, right? Because this new and burgeoning sense of what might be possible, this tender desire that you've uncovered and decided to own, decided to honor. These are, on the one hand, so strong. There is so much power, so much life force in them, right? They're breaking through your current arrangements, your current self-understanding. At the same time, they're so delicate. They need such tender, loving care. It's like seedlings, right? So strong. A seed has burst open. It has rooted down through the dirt. Like, think about just the desire and the strength and the life force that gets a tiny little shoot up out of the ground and reaching toward the sky. That's your new identity as a novelist. That's your bigger and more whole self-honoring sense of entitlement to a loving relationship. That's your vision for work that more fully lights you up and has a broader and better impact in the world. So that seedling is so strong, but it's also a bit vulnerable. It needs tending. It's new and it requires nurturing. And, you know, I will just say, especially in 21st century life, which is so full, so busy, there's so much to do. It's challenging to do some of the most basic things like, oh, I don't know, get effective healthcare. Yeah. Like, in this 21st century life, which for the vast majority of us affords very little time for rest and reflection, and even less permission to rest and reflect and to nurture possibility. It is so important, so vital that we are very intentional and purposeful about doing all we can to usher in what's new and to detangle ourselves, to protect ourselves from being overwhelmed by what we've already built, what we currently have, that outgrown circumstance. So I have two ideas to offer, two approaches to share with you. Both of these come from my own experience, and I hope they'll be helpful. I am currently employing them right now. So the first one is remembering that all of our power is in the present. There is such a disconnect between what we've already created, yeah, the commitments that we've made or the life structure that we have, right? And what we want, what we now see as a possibility, what we are now honoring as a truer, more integrous desire. So you can imagine that in that place, we're looking at the past like, fuck, that's not who I am anymore. That's not what I want anymore. And then we're looking to the future as like, how could that even be possible? How could this new way even be possible? Right? Like, I look back, well, mistakes were made, lessons were learned, this no longer fits for me. I look forward, how the fuck do I get to this promised land I envision for myself? And when I'm doing that, I am skipping over or rewinding and fast forwarding through the place that I have the most power, which is in this ever unfurling, ever unfolding present moment, which is right now. If I'm so invested in looking at all the decisions I made, all the commitments I made, all of the circumstances I arranged that have me where I am, then I'm in the past. And if I'm fantasizing forward to a completely different way of being, something that my heart, my gut, my soul knows is possible for me, and yet it's not here. It's like, feels so much more like a dream than a reality. In that place, I can feel powerless, I think, because, yeah, there is not power in the past and there is not power in the future. The power is in this present moment. It's right here, right now. So to usher in our new life, we've got to stop ping-ponging between past and future, and we've got to get very, very present in this moment, in this day. You know, this requires adopting and living into so many of the beliefs that I share here on Mind Witchery. Like, I exist at choice. Like, everything is always changing, and so am I. I am always changing, and so is everything else. Like, I co-create my life, choice by daily choice. And those three are all very, very key for me in these moments, just to remind myself in this present moment is where all my power is. And so, yes, I might look around and see circumstances are not as I want them. I might look forward and see, wouldn't it be amazing if? But the place to realize that, the place to actualize that is right now, is in my decision to, tiny step by tiny step, choice by choice, begin to be who I want to be. I talk a lot more about this in episode 139, which is a spell for making a big change. This whole tiny step by tiny step, present moment to present moment way of shifting our circumstances, our commitments, our way of being to suit our emerging selves better than our past selves. Yeah? So you can listen to that. But I think you get the idea. It's a real investment in the present moment. It's a full owning of our agency, our existence at choice. And it's a very active becoming who we want to be by behaving like the person we want to be. Once upon a time, an incredible therapist with whom I worked, she described this as small, small. You know, I would be like, oh, I don't want this life. I want to be free. I want to be independent. I want to be a coach. I want to be single, right? And she would just say, I know, small, small. And choice by daily choice, I built a ladder up out of that outgrown life. And you can do it too. So that's the first piece. The second piece is when we come back to think about your personal growth as a seedling, right? That new emerging identity, that emerging sense of possibility, when we think about it as a seedling. Another thing that I've learned to do is to create a little mindset greenhouse for those seedlings. As I said, though these are so incredibly strong, there's so much life force in them, and you can trust their strength and life force. At the same time, they are tender and delicate and new and a bit vulnerable. Yeah, that's a very both and. It's a paradox. A seedling, right? So incredibly strong, also so delicate. So I have, because I have been in this place so often, because I am just hell-bent on growth in this lifetime, and I find myself in this place of like, oh, I see some other possibility for myself. I've been here so often that I've developed a practice to protect and to nurture and to facilitate these emerging desires and identities. And I definitely want to fully own that I've distilled this practice from exposure to and work with so many different kinds of manifestation practices, journaling practices. Like, I certainly did not spontaneously discover this. It's been literal decades of exposure to and playing with other kinds of practices. So from the practice of Sankalpa, which is a yoga nidra related practice, maybe some of you have heard that. Sankalpa is intention setting. I learned that nigh on 20 years ago in my life as a yoga student and a yoga teacher. And, you know, since then, on my personal growth journey, I've encountered many, many practices that encourage nurturing our dreams. Yeah? And from all kinds of different practices, very intense, very light, I've assembled, I've distilled a three-part practice that works incredibly well for me. I call it everyday channeling. And what I mean by channeling is this idea that all the power, all the life force is here in the present moment. And we do have the ability with our intentionality, with our thinking, we have the ability to channel that power and possibility into and through our lives. So this is a practice that I use. I call it everyday channeling. I don't use it every day, but I definitely lean on it in the moments where my current life does not fit my desires, where I can see something else is possible, where I want something different from what I have. Those are the moments when I really invest in everyday channeling. This is also a practice that I prescribe, that I give to my clients when they are in a place where they're like, okay, I see that I want something different. I don't know how I get from here to there. Coaching helps to remove all kinds of obstacles and limited thinking. Like, coaching is wonderful for this. But because power is in the present moment, it is, for me, everyday channeling. It's this practice that helps us to fully inhabit this unfolding, unfurling present moment and helps us to begin to live into today, like right now, live into the next life, the new life that we desire and envision for ourselves. So everyday channeling is my way of doing this, and I'll share with you in a moment a little more about that. But I'll just say, whether it is everyday channeling or another kind of practice that gets you actively to self-reflect, gets you actively to form and own your intentions, right? Like, that's the other key ingredient to ushering in your new life. Like, yes, I want to live fully in the present moment. And also, I want to create in my mind for my spirit. I want to create a practice where I am nurturing my intentionality, where I am tending this little seedling of possibility. Yeah. Okay. So, everyday channeling. I have been tinkering with this practice for long enough. I've been using it for long enough. I have taught it to a precious few students and clients, and I'm ready to share it more widely. And so that is what I am doing now for you. So if you are listening to this podcast in May of 2024, you are invited to come and learn and practice everyday channeling with me live. I'm going to teach you and mentor you through learning everyday channeling in a potent three-part series. We are beginning on Saturday, May 18th. It's because Saturday, May 18th is the day that Jupiter and the Sun conjoin from our perspective here on planet Earth. The Sun is life force. The Sun is our center. The Sun is our spirit. The Sun is our power. And Jupiter is a planet of growth and expansion. And listen, that particular Saturday is also one of the last Saturdays here in the Northern Hemisphere before summer begins in earnest. And I want to give you this practice so that you can use it all summer long. Yeah. I hope you think this is as fun as I think it is. I'm really excited. You know, to be very frank with you, I'm less and less kind of doing astrology these days. And yet the symbolism lover in me is always excited to make the most of a day with auspicious alignment. Like, I don't know, why the fuck not, you know? So if this sounds exciting to you and you're listening to this before May 18th, 2024, visit either the show notes for this episode or visit my Instagram, which is Ms. Natalie Miller. And you'll find in my link tree, you'll find in the show notes a link to register for everyday channeling. I'll also be emailing about it. And so you could go to my website, nataliekmiller.com, and you can sign up for my mailing list, and I'll be giving you ample opportunity to register for it there. And everyday channeling will be, it's a recorded video that you can watch right away. And then we'll have three coaching sessions together. The first one on that Saturday, the Jupiter conjunction, and then the following two Thursdays. And those sessions will give you a chance to ask me questions, will give you a chance to be coached by me. I love to coach in those gatherings. And, you know, will give you a chance to gather with fellow witches and to enjoy a little bit of intentional community. Intentional community definitely also helps to create a greenhouse, a protective shell for your burgeoning dreams and identities. Yeah? If you are listening to this after May 18th, 2024, Everyday Channeling is still available, just not with the live component. So you'll still get a video learning about the practice. You'll still get access to the Q&As. You just won't get to be there live. So same instruction for you. You can go to the show notes. We will have magically transformed the link to the workshop into the link to the course. And you can go to my link tree on Instagram and you can find Everyday Channeling and get started. Okay, so how to usher in your new life. Number one, be here now. Live into it now, today. I know your life is not set up for this, but the present moment is yours. So begin to do the small, small. Begin to take the tiny steps in the direction that you want to go. I know the dream can seem so very far away, but I also know that when you begin walking toward it, when you begin intentionally and actively co-creating your reality, there will be, and I don't know why or how, but there will be moving walkway moments. There will be moments where your opportunities, your circumstances conspire to speed you along, just like a moving walkway speeds you along down the concourse at the airport. That will happen for you. You just have to begin taking the steps. In addition to living here and now, nurture your intentions. Feed your desires. Make space in your mind and heart and everyday life for giving your precious mental energy to your precious emerging identity. And whether you are doing this through hypnosis or meditation or sankalpa or morning pages or, right? There's so many different ways to do it, including the practice that I have to offer you called Everyday Channeling, right? No matter how you are doing that or with whom, right? Remember again, that intentional community, like being with yay sayers, being with other people who are also intent on growing, that is so nurturing too. Right? However you are doing it, it really is so vital for helping to tend those burning desires and emerging possibilities, especially in late capitalist, structurally oppressive, war-torn, climate-changing 21st century life. It is rough out there. It is an act of resistance, it's an act of survival to nurture our sense of what's possible for ourselves and for all of us. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so honored to get to support you as you conjure the life that you want here on Mind Witchery. And I super hope to share Everyday Channeling with you, whether you are a lucky one who gets to come and do it live with me, or whether you choose to tap into the practice whenever it made its way to you. Because isn't that a thing too? The resources we need that's part of the moving walkway, right? They show up at just the right moment. And so if this is resonating for you, come step on the moving walkway that I've built. Okay, as always, thank you so much for listening, and bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mind Witchery. To catch all the magic I'm offering, please subscribe to the show. Or if you want a little bit of weekly witchiness in your inbox, sign up for my Sunday letter at mindwitchery.com. If today's episode made you think of a friend or loved one, your sister, your neighbor, please tell them about it. We need more magic makers in this troubled world. Like all good things, this podcast is co-created by stellar people. Our music is by fabulous DJ, artist, and producer Shammy D. Our gorgeous art is by the sorcerers at New Moon Creative. Mind Witchery is produced in conjunction with Particulate Media, K.O. Myers, executive producer. And I am Natalie Miller. Till next time.